KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school football this morning. Game we had for you on the radio in Class 2A District 9. The Atlantic Trojans rolled past the Red Oak Tigers 54-0 to wrap up the 2019 season. Trojans worked a successful ground game early with Tyler Moen and built a 41-0 lead by halftime. The running clock rule was in place for the second half, and the game melted away quickly. Moen finished with another stellar night, 320 yards on 25 carries with 5 rushing touchdowns. The first 4 scores of the game came from Moen. He finished the season with 1,909 yards on the ground, 20 rushing touchdowns. He was already the single-season rushing leader in Atlantic history before the game started, passing Derek Lane's 1992 season mark of 1,293 yards. And afterwards, Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott talked about working that ground game early successfully for the Trojans.
Yeah, he's always good staying behind his blocks and setting his blocks up. And I thought, a little misdirection tonight helped us as well. We had a little jet game going and then used that to get Tyler moving a little bit extra as well.
And McDermott talked about the career and the impact that Moen had on the program.
Yeah, I thought I'm sure he wanted a few more carries here tonight, but we're not out here to embarrass anybody, and Tyler's going to look back, and he's going to be real pleased with his, not only his career, but just this year in general, taking the single-season rushing record and from a kid I played with, Derek Lane. So Tyler's got a bright future ahead of him, and he's just a great kid.
The other 3 scores on the night came from a Garrett McLaren 18-yard touchdown pass to Colin Mullinex, a 5-yard run by Corey Parrott, and a 1-yard plunge from Aiden Brown. Trojan defense had a solid outing as well. They held the Tigers to just 84 total yards on offense, and they forced 3 turnovers as well. Atlantic finishes the season with a 4-5 record overall, 3-2 mark in Class 2A District 9. Red Oak finishes the year at 0-9. Also after the game, Tyler Moen talked about looking back on his career.
Best 4 years of my life so far. Man, it went by fast, went by quick, and it was just the best time ever.
And he is looking at some options to potentially continue his football career at the next level, but of course he'll be looking forward to the basketball season here as well. So that's the Trojans' victory last night. Other scores in high school football from around the region. In Class 4A last night, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln defeating Thomas Jefferson by a 1-point margin, 19-18 the final there. The Lynx get the win. In Class 3A, District 1, Denison Schleswig beat Lamar's 35-24. In District 2, it was Dallas Center Grimes over Carroll, 14-7. In District 9, Glenwood beat Creston 49-35, Lewis Central a 28-7 winner over ADM, and Harlan beat Winterset 39-18. In Class 2A District 9, other games aside from that Atlantic contest, it was OABCIG winning the Battle of Unbeatens and taking the district title as they beat Greene County 35-13. Kemper Catholic was a 61-7 winner over Shenandoah. In Class 1A District 8, Van Meter 49-7 over Clarinda, Mount Air 39-16 over ACGC, and Panorama beat West Central Valley 46-6. In District 9, it was Trainer 67-0 over Cherokee Washington, Esack County over Maple Valley 62-6, Underwood beat Missouri Valley 42-16. In Class A, District 2, it was IKM Manning 41-8 over Ridgeview. In District 9, St. Albert beat AHSTW 48-21. Earlham a 55-25 win over Nottoway Valley. Riverside beat Southwest Valley 45-0. District 10, Westwood 18-12 over Lawton Bronson. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 35-14. And Woodbury Central was a 28-6 winner over West Monona. In eight-man play last night in District 1, it was River Valley over Arweva, 50-34. In District 6, Lennox beat Moravia, 44-14. Murray, 40-7 over Mormon Trail. East Union beat Seymour, 54-34. And Lamoni beat Southeast Warren, 50-21. District 7, it was Fremont Mills, 44-6 over Stanton Essex. Bedford beat Griswold, 64-26. In District 8, it was Boyer Valley, 46-31 over Woodbine. Audubon topped Cam in a good one, 19-16 the final there. The Wheelers win. It was Coon Rapids Bayard 42-7 over Exira EHK and Glenn Ralston 44-28 over West Harrison. So that's all your scores there from last night. Now, later on in the evening, the Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing the list of playoff qualifiers and the final RPI rankings for each class. And then a little bit later, the brackets out here for the postseason as the first round of the playoffs will get underway next to Friday night with 7 o'clock kickoffs around the state. And then the following week will be the quarterfinal round. The brackets are set up in quadrants because once they get to the semifinals, then the RPI is used to reseed to determine those semifinal matchups that are played at the Unidome there in Cedar Falls. But here's a look at the first round matchups and area teams that got in. An eight player, Audubon will be the top ranked squad as they jump to number one in the RPI with their win over Cam, and they will take on the 12 seed Harris Lake Park in the opening round there. Ian Audubon will have coverage of that one here on KJN. Also, the Cam Cougars are the 8 seed. They will travel to take on the 10 seed Lamoni. So it'll be Cam at Lamoni in their first round game. And that will also be a game that we'll have coverage of for you in some manner here on KJN. We'll let you know all those details of our coverage here coming up soon. But Cam will go to Lamoni for their first round matchup. And, of course, those teams are in the same quadrant, so it could be a potential quarterfinal rematch there between Audubon and Cam if they're able to advance out of that first round. And other matchups there in eight-man, East Mills will travel to Remsen St. Mary's, and also Coon Rapids Bayard will go on the road to take on Fremont Mills. That are all the area matchups there in eight-player. In Class 8, Class A, IKM Manning will travel to the top seed West Hancock for their opening round game. Tri-Center got in as the 15th team out of the 16 in the RPI, and they will go on the road to take on South O'Brien. They're in the same quadrant there as IKM Manning, so both teams going on the road there. Also, it will be Westwood at Woodbury Central, and Earlham picked up the 8 seed. They'll go on, or they'll host BGM, who is the 7th seed in the RPI. Also in Class 1A, it will be Mount Air traveling to South Central Calhoun for their first-round game. Panorama will go to Dyke New Hartford, and Trainer will be at home to take on Western Christian. Underwood will travel to West Sioux. In Class 2A, it will be Greene County traveling to Des Moines Christian, and OABCIG playing host to West Marshall. In Class 3A play, all three of those teams there out of District 9 did get in. Glenwood is the 12 seed. They'll go on the road to take on Norwalk in the opening round. Harlan is going on the road to face Dallas Center Grimes, and Lewis Central will get a home contest as they will take on Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa, the last team to get in. Lewis Central, the 3 seed there in that 3A bracket. Also in Class 4A, The first-round matchup for the top seeds includes West Des Moines Valley hosting Indianola. Cedar Falls will host Dubuque Senior. Ankeny Centennial plays host to Urbandale, and Dowling Catholic will host Des Moines Roosevelt. So that's a look at your matchups. You can look at those full brackets. Go to our sports page, KJN.com. We've got the image up there of each bracket. It's easily readable within that story. And you can check all those out here for the first round of the playoffs coming up next week. So that's a look at high school football notes. Also, in other sporting notes, in the Major League Baseball World Series action yesterday, was home field advantage not meaning a thing once again in the World Series as the Astros are within 2-1 after getting a strong performance from their bullpen in a 4-1 victory over the Nationals. Houston bounced back after dropping the first two games at home by a combined 17-7 margin, including a 12-3 loss in Game 2. The Astros received two-hit ball from their relievers over the final 4 1/3 innings. Josh James got it going by striking out Ryan Zimmerman with runners on second and third to end the fourth inning, keeping the Astros ahead 3-1. Will Harris retired all five batters he faced, and Roberto Osuna worked a one-hit ninth to get the save. Houston's bullpen shut the door after Zach Greinke was reached for one run and seven hits over 4 2/3 innings. College football game day on tap once again here today. The Iowa Hawkeyes will be on the road to take on the Northwestern Wildcats, and they'll look to snap a three-game losing skid in that series. The Wildcats are 1-5, but still have a solid defense.
They've been playing really good defense, and those two linebackers inside are really good players. They've got a good front. You know, those guys play hard, and they're really well coached and do a great job. And they're very optimistic in the back end, so they make it hard for you to score points. They've done a really good job that way.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawks' run game showed some signs of life a week ago in a win over Purdue. Northwestern has dominated the Hawkeyes physically the last few years.
They clearly know who they are, what they are, what they're trying to be. And I think as you look at them over the years, the jerseys change, names change. But anytime you play them, you're going to play a really tough, well-coached team that's going to play hard. They're going to be sound, and they're going to be really competitive. And we've certainly seen that every time we've played them.
We'll have coverage here this morning on KJN. 9 o'clock pregame kickoff will be at 11 there at the stadium there, Paul Ryan Stadium there in Evanston, Illinois. Also today, Iowa State looks for its fourth straight win when they host Oklahoma State for homecoming. Turnovers have hurt the Cowboys in a 4-3 start, but Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell says they have a talented offense led by quarterback Spencer Sanders and running back Chuba Hubbard.
The receiving core, led by one of the most dynamic receivers in college football right now, the running game. And then you see this super talented quarterback who you talk about a young player growing into his own. You almost see his evolution happening, elite arm strength, elite escapability, making elite plays with great consistency right now. And it's a dynamic as an offense as we face so far.
Campbell says it'll be a tough challenge for the defense. Campbell talked about Oklahoma State's talent a little bit further.
They're really impressive, and so I think when you have some of those elite playmakers, it gives you the ability to overcome maybe a bad bounce here or a bad situation here and continue to put yourself and your team in a really good situation to be successful, and they've been able to do that on the offensive side.
Kickoff today at Jack Trice Stadium Names is 2:30. That game will be televised on FS1. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.